Ever wake up feeling like a stranger in your own life? That gnawing sense that something's fundamentally off? That invisible weight pressing down on your chest? The exhaustion that sleep never quite fixes? Oliver Nino lived this reality for years, stressed, hopeless, perpetually uncomfortable in his own existence. Then he discovered something that changed everything: the hidden world of energy work. What started as his personal salvation has become a movement, transforming over 2 million students worldwide and earning devoted followers from Gwyneth Paltrow to Tony Robbins. The promise? In just 15 days, you can break through the energetic blocks creating discord in your life. No special abilities required, no decades of meditation practice needed, just a willingness to see yourself and reality differently. You maintain your physical body carefully, but what about your energetic body? This invisible field isn't mystical nonsense. It's the foundation influencing your relationships, finances, health, and opportunities. Energy operates on frequencies, like radio stations. Low frequencies, anger, fear, resentment, feel heavy, manifesting as shoulder tension or stomach knots. High frequencies, love, gratitude, compassion, feel light and expansive. You're constantly broadcasting, and like attracts like. Low vibrations magnetically pull in toxic relationships, dead-end jobs, and relentless bad luck. When your energy is clear and vibrating high, life works for you. The right people appear at perfect moments. Opportunities materialize from nowhere. The key isn't positive thinking. It's genuinely shifting your energetic frequency with emotional intensity. Like physical exercise, energetic maintenance requires consistent attention. Your energetic body needs daily care, clearing rituals, protective practices, conscious choices about your surroundings. Energetic blocks are like driving with the emergency brake on. They begin in your auric field, penetrate chakras, then your physical body. Left unchecked, they embed in your DNA, becoming generational patterns. They create chronic illness, emotional instability, and repeatedly failing relationships. Blocks fall into three categories: traumatic, abandonment, abuse, betrayal; environmental, absorbed empathetically; and familial, generational DNA patterns. Consider Deborah. After clearing blocks related to her mother's coldness, she found self-worth, changed jobs, left her toxic marriage, reconciled with her mother, and her cancer went into remission. The first 3 days focus on creating a protective shield before excavating old wounds, safeguarding your vibration from new contamination while healing begins. Protection layers three powerful tools over 3 days: intention, sacred geometry, and color therapy. Start with specific declarations, not vague wishes, but clear statements. I want protection from negative energy. I want to filter out whatever isn't for my highest good. These establish energetic boundaries and engage you in dynamic co-creation with higher power. Day two adds sacred geometry: pyramids, spheres, spirals. These shapes appear throughout nature because they hold and amplify energy. Visualize them as force fields around you, engaging all five senses. Feel the boundary, see the light, hear the energy's hum. The final layer incorporates color and light. Gold, white, purple, and green work powerfully, though follow your intuition. The geometric shape contains this light, keeping it intact. Together, these three layers create your personal Fort Knox, a mega shield protecting you from unexpected emotional triggers and energetic attacks. Days 4 through 6 focus on clearing negative energy through twice daily sessions, plus impromptu clearings when heaviness descends. The clearing process has 3 steps. First, clear your auric field by visualizing yourself in a calm vortex. State your intention for release, then use your dominant hand like a sword to cut energetic cords connecting you to distressing people or situations. Fill those empty spaces with healing light. Next, clear your chakras. These energy centers run from root to crown. When blocked, they create specific symptoms. A blocked throat chakra might manifest as difficulty speaking your truth, while a blocked heart chakra shows up as difficulty trusting. Activate heat energy in your hands, scan your body for problem areas, visualize removing negative energy, then fill cleansed chakras with healing light. Finally, ground yourself. Stand with feet slightly apart and visualize roots extending deep into the earth. Breathe in through these roots, up through your body, and out through your crown. Eat salty or earthy foods for stability. Physical reactions during clearing, rapid heartbeat, nausea, sudden emotions, signal the work is penetrating deeply. The longer toxic emotions persist, the deeper they lodge, potentially becoming personality traits that attract disappointing experiences. With your energetic body protected and cleansed, days 7 through 9 focus on elevation. Higher frequency amplifies your co-creative power, problems resolve naturally, manifestation accelerates, boundaries become effortless. Vibration-raising practices should feel instinctive and energizing. Childhood joys often work best. Nature activities, sun, wind, water, fire, soil, resonate with our natural wiring. Creative pursuits expressing your authentic self multiply frequencies most effectively. As your vibration rises, low-frequency people become challenging. Instead of cutting them off, respond with listening, love, and healthy boundaries. Setting boundaries exercises your sacral and throat chakras, empowering you while maintaining energetic integrity. The universe signals energy dips clearly. Negative emotions dominating your mindset, attracting predominantly negative people, experiencing sudden problem influxes, you might notice chaotic bad luck, appliances breaking, family issues arising, pets behaving unusually. These aren't punishments, but divine nudges to recalibrate. The highest frequencies are love and surrender. Serving others with love or surrendering to higher power elevates vibration to its peak. Living here reveals whether you're embodying your human story with trauma and heartbreak limitations, or your divine story centered on gifts, creation, and limitless potential. Days 10 through 12 focus on discovering your spiritual gifts, abilities given to help you thrive and serve others. These gifts connect directly to your purpose and have been part of your soul contract since before birth. They're only accessible when your energy vibrates high. On lower frequencies, you can only tap into rudimentary skills. Six primary gifts form a foundation. Channels communicate with divine sources through their crown chakra. Transmuters cleanse energy for others, functioning like human air purifiers. Psychics access energetic frequencies with innate knowing, often experiencing déjà vu and prophetic dreams. Hands-on healers possess powerful energy that resolves blocks through touch or remotely. Akashic records readers access a vast psychic library containing everything that's ever happened. Those with weather and electronics abilities influence devices and weather patterns with their emotional states. When you identify your primary gift, your mind will scan your past for clues, intuitive pulls, career choices, dreams, impactful moments. The universe has been dropping hints throughout your life, often visible in your passions or profession. Though we're all born with gifts, many turn them off early due to fear, social constraints, or religious pressure. The final phase focuses on practicing your ability and integrating it into purpose work. Everything until now has prepared you to release blocks, boost frequencies, and elevate your energy. Now comes the real work, service. Working from your heart chakra when sharing your gifts is essential. Serving from a love frequency benefits recipients and enhances your abilities. Your purpose work often connects to lessons you're meant to learn or pain you've experienced. If you've struggled with abandonment, you might counsel divorced women. If you've faced insecurity, you might serve in situations pushing your comfort zone. The most passionate purpose work comes from healing the kind of pain you've experienced. Loving others through familiar struggles creates miraculous connections. Purpose work is fundamentally about service, fulfilling your soul while healing yourself, others, and the world. On a global level, service feeds the collective consciousness with love energy, creating ripple effects that raise frequencies across the planet. You'll never be completely block-free, but that's part of your earthly purpose, to learn, love, and serve authentically while elevating your vibration and others. There's no ceiling to how incredible you can feel or how expansive your gifts can become. The light within you is the solution to darkness around you. Your personal healing ripples outward, touching lives in ways you may never fully know. The world doesn't need you to be perfect. It needs you to be clear, vibrant, and willing to shine.